Eureka Academy Night Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Marshland Credit Union, Cunningham Jewelers, and by V Pizza. And now, here's your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak here with you on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's, where we will be each and every Wednesday night at 7:30 for the entire 2022 season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Marshland Credit Union, Cunningham Jewelers, and by V Pizza. And now joining us, the head coach of the region champion Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick.
Playoffs.
Yes, it playoff is playoffs.
Time. Got cold.
Playoff time.
Yep, so everybody's getting out the sweatshirts and the hoodies and bundling up and trying not to think about that miserable, cold, rainy, muddy night in Southland a couple years ago.
Thanks for reminding me of
that. Appreciate it. gotta get that proper mentality, focus in on getting prepared for this week. Now, I seriously doubt that focus is going to be an issue for this team this year, though.
I think they're pretty focused. I think they're ready to play. They're tired of seeing the same stuff over and over again in practice, and then us practicing late for the last three nights too. So I just got to make sure everything's covered. That's one of the things. And then a little bit of an unknown right now. So we've covered a lot of information, a lot of stuff, a lot of plays. I think the defensive scout book was 127 plays this week. So we had a lot of them in it. So we're going to make sure that everything's covered. But I think they've done a pretty good job. We've tried to divide it up and conquer it this week. And then tomorrow we'll try to wrap it up, be ready to go.
You've always said throughout the years that there's always been, you know, that point in the season where you thought, okay, we're at where we need to be. We're really starting to click. And you always, when I've asked you and you're not there yet, your high water or your benchmark is always, as long as we're at that point by the playoffs. Are we at that point?
I think we're starting to play pretty good right now, offensively and defensively. We've matured. We've grew up. I think our kids know what they got to do. They got to go out and execute offensively. We got to stay on blocks, be physical, and not turn the ball over defensively. Read our keys, do our job, play downhill. Again, the other part of it, be physical, rally to the ball, game tackle, and create some turnovers. And I think the last 3 weeks we've gotten better and better and better at doing all of those things. And hopefully we're getting really, really good at it going into this week and next week. Hopefully we can earn ourselves another week to go get better for one more week, and then hopefully earn one more week to be at Macon playing at Mercer for a state championship. So, you know, that's the goal. You don't ever really sit there and look at it and go, wow, you're 1-5 and you got your 2 wins away from having an opportunity to be there. But we've earned that right. The kids have really focused. They've worked hard. Like I said, they went through the battles. They're tested, and I think they'll be ready to go play on Friday night.
Now it's really easy to talk about this Frederica team's offensive performance, but let's focus in and start off tonight on the defensive side of things. You just mentioned, you know, shutting down and, you know, getting some turnovers and everything. How defensively is the team performing to your expectations right now?
Talked about it. I think we've really gelled a lot in some areas. We've got a better understanding of what we're trying to do. In the back end, the secondary's done a pretty good job of communicating. Our D-line has been pretty solidified. Getting Vic back was huge, helping us out up front on the D-end aspect of it. He's got length. He's got height. He's hard to block. He's got a reach on people, and then he does a really good job. I think that the linebackers have played really fast and physical. You know, here in the last little bit, and they've settled in. You know, like I said, we started out, we had Hayes at outside linebacker about the first two or three games, and then we decided to put him at inside linebacker, and he's kind of figured it out. He's downhill. He still forgets who he's got on option every now and then, but, you know, and we talked about that tonight, not in such a pleasant way at practice, but it was discussed. You know, but I think
emphasis on the cuss part.
It was disgust. It was just disgust. But you know, I think for us, we've grown into it. I mean, you think about it, we had Hamp playing defensive end last year as a sophomore, and he had to come in and learn Mike linebacker, and he's really done a good job. It's coming secondhand to him now. He doesn't think about it as much. Hayes like you just said, we're sitting there talking. He goes, it looks like an ISO app when it's coming at me, and I go to feel it. I get it. As time goes on, he's going to get better and better. And I think that our guys in the secondary have done a great job getting Rico and Blake healthy halfway through the season, getting them really like back and healthy, really help us out in the back end. And you know, Jordan and Colt and all those guys and our defensive tackles have just settled in and done a really good job up front. Our defense has gotten a lot better.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So looking ahead to this week, going up against Deerfield Windsor, how does the defensive side of the Frederica squad, how does it stack up towards the offense that Deerfield Windsor's been putting on the field?
I think Deerfield's a pretty good size up front. They've got some good skill players. I mean, nothing that we haven't seen really the last 3 weeks. What we've been going into, they just do a lot of different things on offense, a lot of different formations. They get it to guys in different areas. Their wide receivers are moved around a lot. Some of the guys that we played, they've kept their guys where we knew where they were going to be. They move their receivers around some in different spots. They'll be on the outside. They'll be in the slot. So we've just got to be conscientious. And what I told the guys is, listen, just get them covered. Don't leave anybody uncovered. Find them and get it covered up. And, you know, we got some pretty good running backs, number 14 and number 5. They run the ball pretty well. You know, but we've seen good running backs. We've played really good teams too. So, like I said, our kids are battle tested. We've played the Clinch Counties, the John Millings, the Tattnall Squares. We've played speed with Brookwood on the perimeter and all those things. We've had to go do that, and it's nothing we haven't seen. I'll be on RTCA, a really good football team that after they played us, I don't think they've lost since they've played us. If you look at it, they're a little bit similar to them. They have some size and they've got some skill kids, and we've just got to play. And we got to play fast. We got to play hostile and go get after it and play very, very physical as the night goes on.
You've been, well, not necessarily you, but we'll say the social media team for the Frederica Knights did a very good job back early in the season of emphasizing that this isn't the same as the 2018 team. This isn't the all gas, no brakes. This is a very different team. And to hear you talking about the necessity for speed on this squad says something.
Well, you know, and I think Coach just said it over there. This is we're fresh out of mashed potatoes type team. We got two things we're going to do. We're going to serve butt whoopings and mashed potatoes, and we're fresh out of mashed potatoes. So, you know, I think that's our kind of our motto, and we kind of live up to it being very, very physical. And, you know, I feel like we've got team speed. It's just we're deceptively quick. And I was watching this week in practice, just feel like we've gotten a little bit faster as the season's gone along. One, we're not thinking as much, and we're not worrying about it, so we're reacting and playing. We've seen a lot of different things thrown at us this year, and the kids have learned to figure it out. They've done a really good job.
More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
V Pizza is your new home for great food and fun. Located next to Harris Teeter on St. Simons, V Pizza only uses quality, fresh ingredients and imports most ingredients from Italy herself. Kids eat free on Monday, and Thursday is Fletzy Night, 50% off pizza and $1.50 beers. Live music on the weekends, all-day happy hour every day, 6 TVs with NFL Red Zone so you won't miss a play. V Pizza, 912-771-1919, online at vpizzassi.com. Look for specials on Facebook.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are on location at V Pizza on St. Simons. And this segment is brought to you by V Pizza and by Summit Sports Medicine. and orthopedic surgery, which of course means it's time to talk about the health of the team. And unless something has happened during practice this week, we should be close to 100% going into the game.
We're I think we might be one guy down. Connor McClellan has an upper back strain, so right now we'll have to see if he's able to go or not. He got nicked up Monday in practice, and we're waiting to see. I'll have to talk to Adam. That might be a game time decision.
Yeah. Nodding of agreement over there from Mr. Adam there. Once again, I don't think we have expressed enough how much we appreciate him this season. So a quick round of applause for Adam Dunn.
He keeps him upright.
And it really does seem that, it took so long to get Vic back in the fold and you had the spell of the flu a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
It really has been, knock on wood here, has been a fairly mild season on the injury front.
Yeah, we had to endure it the first three or four games with Blake, Rico, Sam, Vic, and some nicked up guys. And then after that, I felt like everybody kind of got healthy, and we got healthy. And just enough time to get in going into the region and actually get some good playing experience and get comfortable with what we were doing. And, I think right now we're pretty healthy and playing pretty well.
So we spent most of the first segment talking about the defense. Now let's take a look at the offense here. And it's real easy to get that warm feeling when it comes to thinking about what this offense can do. When you realize, that not only have you got Jordan Triplett, who's throwing up 300-yard games like it's nothing, 3, 4, 6 touchdowns per game on that, but you were really also seeing the emergence of Rico and Colt as well.
Yeah, we got a lot of guys that are just maturing and getting better, like I said, over and over time. I think our guys have done a good job. We've done so much offensively and evolved and transitioned in ways that it keeps everybody off balance. And the formations, it was a bad thing. Coach Jurgen and I got in there drawing stuff up one day, and it's just led to we have a ton of things that we do. And here's the thing, and this is to give the kids credit. They pay attention really, really well at practice of what we're doing. Everybody's rotating in. When you only have like 24 kids dressed, so one kid runs off from the defensive side, the other kid that came off has to run over and play defense and know what to do and provide that scout team look. And I think they do a really good job of that in practice every day. It's something we don't really think about and focus on, but our kids give each other a pretty good look every day in practice, trying to get lined up where the other team's going to be, give them that look, and then vice versa. We've thrown a lot at them. I mean, it's a pretty diverse offense. That's how we talked about it the other day. We don't talk about no all gas, no brakes because we're not playing as fast pace, but we are fast pace on offense. It's funny. We're a fast pace ground and pound you in the ground. And literally, we had the fun thing was at Pinewood, we pumped the brakes because I had a 40-second play clock in the back of the end zone. I was like, whoa, we're going way too fast. We got to slow this thing down. And, I thought that the kids have done just an outstanding job with all of our formations, all of our motions, all of our sets, everything that we've been doing, that they've done a really good job with what we're doing. And it takes a lot of concentration, and our kids focus very intently in practice and have done a great job.
You are listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And so, just taking a chance or taking a segment, we talked during the break chewed the fat, if you will. You got to figure out how to PG-13 that one.
Yeah,
but we talked about how Jordan as a freshman was that blind racehorse.
Right.
He told actually a pretty funny comment about Will Counts. That made me laugh heartily. But as a coach over the last three seasons, what kind of growth have you seen from him?
Offensively, he can make a lot of things happen. We get it to him throwing the ball, running the ball. He does a lot of different things. He's been able to adapt to what we're doing offensively week to week. Early on in the season, He may have carried it around 20 times a game. Now He's probably up to 30, 35, 40 times a game. I think last game was 41 carries, you know. But, you know, we've kept people off balance with our motions and formations and been able to throw it down the field when we need to and put in our wrinkles. And I think our guys have done really good. I think he's just been able to adapt to whatever we've put out there. And the offense has been able to execute. I'm not sure how many points a game we average. I know that we've done a really good job getting everybody up to speed. And when I say up to speed is the guys growing up, you know, getting Will Johnson and Fuller and those guys, you know, going and understanding. And they've done a great job. Now, they start to – like today – some of the stuff, we're throwing blitzes at them, and they're picking up stuff, and they're talking and everything else, and they did a really good job. When you start really sitting there listening to what's going on up front, our O-line's doing a really good job of talking and communicating and understanding what's going on, because a lot of people try to blitz us, throw stuff at us all the time, and they've done a really good job of adapting and overcoming. And when our O-line's talking, the running backs have to hear them too, so because they got to know what their blocking assignments are off of it. And so a lot of focus goes on with our kids there.
And that guaranteed is one of the first things that Jordan always brings up. Anytime I've ever talked to him about everything that's going on with him and the performance and all of that, he always, the very first thing he talks about is that he would not be able to do this without the guys in his offensive line.
Yeah, I mean, and they probably don't get enough credit, but they've done a really good job this year, you know, of figuring out what our strengths and weaknesses are. And they've done a great job up front of communicating, like I said, and handling it every time. I think the biggest thing is we give Sam a hard time, but Pops does a really, really good job of making sure that they know what's going on. He has some really good discussions at practice sometimes.
That somehow surprises me. He seems like such a prim and proper young man every time that I have talked to him.
He got the Will Counts thing passed down to him about his junior year. I think Will took him in there and threatened him with his life and said, listen, there's a standard here on the O-line, and it gets passed down to class to class, and you're that guy. So you better take over, and the O-line and the D-line better lead when they come out of that locker room. And I think Pops has done a pretty good job this year getting everybody on board. So I'm not sure who Pops is going to pass it on to.
That was going to be my next question.
Who's going to be the shoes.
That they do, absolutely. All right, well, let's see. We'll be right back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Are you looking for a better way to bank hometown people that you know? Look no further than Marshland Credit Union. Marshland Credit Union is here to help, no matter if it's a mortgage, car loan, or even finding financing for that boat you've always wanted. 7 convenient locations in Glenn and surrounding counties, checking, savings, you name it. Marshland Credit Union wants to be the answer to your banking needs. MarshlandCU.com, 912-279-2000. Marshland Credit Union, a better way to bank.
Guys, it's time. The kids are headed back to school and football season is here. What better way to celebrate than with a new watch from Cunningham Jewelers? They have a great selection of Seiko watches, from Patty Divers to Radio Sync Solar watches, and even a few classic options too. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Jeff Doak. We are on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Marshland Credit Union and by Cunningham Jewelers. So this Friday night we head over to Albany, Georgia. Got to say it correctly. You have to get that, turn that LB into a W. Albany. Take on Deerfield Windsor, team we have not played since the only other time we've ever played them was 2016.
Yes.
First round playoff game, we were highly favored, and it didn't happen.
Yeah, we didn't play as well as we should have that night. And we, I think, had a couple guys, one came down with the flu, and one came down with mono or something all of a sudden right before that game, two starters, and it was not good. So, but different time, new era, and hopefully we can go out there and beat them at their place and return the favor.
If you could compare Deerfield Windsor to any other team that we have played this year, who would it be?
I think they've got they might be RTCA after looking at them a little bit. They got quarterback. I know. I think he's injured, but he was pretty mobile. And they got skill kids at the running back. And they got some big linemen. So I would say they're a lot like RTCA in some spots defensively. Trying to think defensively who they remind me of. So they're probably a little bit like RTCA on defense too in areas. But, you know, they do a good job. They're well coached. They do a lot of different things on offense. And defensively, they don't make a lot of mistakes. And if you make a mistake, they capitalize on it. That's the thing. They're waiting on you to make a mistake. And then you make it, they try to punch it in. They usually get points out of it. Everything that we've kind of seen on film, it's not that the other team has just been beat completely by them. When they turn the ball over, they punch it in on the team. Or if somebody makes a mistake here or there, they figure out a way to capitalize on it. So we can't make mistakes, and we've got to play very physical brand of football Friday night, and to the point that they don't want to tackle us in the third and fourth quarter. I think that we established that against St. Andrews in the second half coming out, and that's what we've got to do this week. Hopefully we can come out there and do that and be very physical. As again, they play a lot of guys both ways like us, so it's going to be one of those things we're going to be, they're going to be hitting and beating on each other all night long. So who wants to be the most physical of the two is probably the team that's going to win this football game.
You wouldn't know it by looking at the stats when it comes to penalties, because, well, we'll just leave that unsaid. But honestly, this has been a fairly disciplined, very clean playing Frederica squad this year.
Yeah, I think early on we had some mistakes in some areas, mainly out of just nerves and jitters at times, and not knowing where to go. You get a holding penalty because somebody crossed your face and you didn't know who it was. You reach out and grab them or something. And now I feel like we've done pretty well, and our kids on defense have done a really good job. Playing the next play. I felt like early in the season, some teams got some calls that went their way that probably shouldn't have went their way, that we just played good coverage. But as it went on, the referees have kind of let us play, and I think our kids have done a really good job. And hopefully that continues. I don't know who we'll get over there. We get an independent core, so who knows, our independent crew coming in. I don't know where they'll be. I don't think they're supposed to have seen us or went or Deerfield play. So who knows who we get, and hopefully they'll let the kids decide the game.
Is I didn't realize until I was looking. That's weird. I didn't realize until I was looking at some other items on my schedule. The Class 3A championship, the game this week or this year, is on a Thursday.
Yeah.
Does that have to do with the referee shortage again, or is that just a
no? They divided it up like GHSA does. They decided to do like 8-man football, single A and Triple A on Thursday night, and then Double A and 4A on Friday night. So it's a short prep week for 8-man, single A, and Triple A. We just got to get prepared and go as quickly as possible. So, yeah, it got changed. I think they got something that Saturday. You know, GHSA does it Friday and Saturday. So Mercer had to mix it up and change it up for us to be able to get there Thursday and Friday. So, who knows? We got to take care of this one to get to the next one, and then you got to take care of the next one to get to Mercer. So the goal is to win this one first.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And I know you hate looking ahead, and I keep bringing it up, but Dad blasted, it's just good talk radio on this one here. The other game in the bracket this coming up this Friday, you're looking at a matchup between Brookwood, a team that we barely got the chance to play because of the lightning delay and the lightning cancellation early on that, and then Pinewood, the team that we were able to beat pretty decisively at home. Given your druthers and assuming that we take care of business this Friday night, which would you rather face?
I don't care who we play. My goal is just to be playing next Friday. So take care of this Friday, play next Friday, and whoever it is, Gobble, gobble. We coming to you can either come to our place or we'll come to yours. It don't matter.
So if Pinewood does win, it will be a home game for Frederica?
If we win, yeah. Ooh. So, you know, we've been there and done that, and they have too. You know, they were the runner-up last year in the state, so Pinewood knows how to win, and we've done a pretty good job of understanding what we have to do to get to where we need to be, and I think our kids understand that we've got to go to Deerfield and take care of business first over there before we start to look at anybody else.
Real quick, which do you think has had a bigger impact on the offense this season, having just more warm bodies or having Coach Bo in and changing things up a little bit?
I think Coach Juergens had a great impact on what we do. Get a little stressed out when you're prepping offense and defense, and Coach Barnes and I are trying to bounce things off each other in the same room, and then you get Coach Juergens who comes in. He's a veteran. He knows a lot of things. He also knows kind of my tendencies and my ideology, and he comes in and he can share ideas with us, and we share ideas with him, and he comes in and sets up something that's been, you know, pretty unstoppable here lately. He comes out there with a play script, probably about 45 plays, you know, and they rattle through it and get stuff done. Look, he said something about 100 the other day. His goal was to get through 100 plays in 2 days. So I was like, okay, because he didn't want to be outdone because my defensive scout book was 127 plays. So, but I think his philosophy's really, really enhanced what we do offensively.
Real quick, the one thing that's going to make the difference in the game this Friday night.
Who's the most physical football team? Who wants to beat the other team up? Just physically go out there and beat the other team up. The team that wants to go to the next round is going to have to beat them up. And we've emphasized that with our kids. Just be physical. Be physical. And don't make turnovers. Just physically go out there and try to dominate your guy and take care of business.
I've said it before. I'll say it again. Jordan Triplett likes to hit people. We're going to see a lot of that this Friday night as Frederica heads over to Albany to take on Deerfield Windsor in the second round of the GIAA playoffs. Kickoff at 7:30, and we'll be back here next Wednesday night. Win or lose, hopefully win.
The win, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us for the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come on out to V Pizza on St. Simon's. Join us every Wednesday night, 7:30, for the Brandon Derrick Show. Jeff Doak signing off. See y'all Friday night.